Begin the current daf. Mesechtas Gittin, daf Chav Dalet. Begin the Meral. Begin the Tesmasel. Begins where's the Gemara? The Gemara says, wait a second, this can't be a valid way. But v'halachal the shlichas v'chulu. But the shlichas is not going. How does the woman herself the shlich? But then she's receiving it, and it's not going back to the husband, which as Tais explains. Then shlich le'mikri. Someone's not called a shlich. Elam shtalech mizel lezeh. It's being sent from one person to another person. Shiro lavs l'shalchay. That it's fit for that shlich to go back to the one who sent him. Loimer to tell him, I did what you sent me to. Koidim she asked the shlich lechem before they become a shlich for others. Tais says, b'kunis le'pirishkin, doesn't say exactly why. And Rashi doesn't interpret like this. But here, where she's not, she's becoming shliach for herself, so she wouldn't be able to be a shliach in such a case, because that wouldn't be considered as a shliach, because it's lechot shlichas, it's labal. This is a concern for the case of a chatzer that that comes at a later point in time. Meaning, why do we not let the woman to make a shlich like a bullet from the husband shlich like lacha? Because it'll get confused with the chatzah that you receive at a later point in time, which Pesach Rebbe Rashi explains. Meaning, she must not get b'chatzah chaderei. Where if he puts the get in his friend's courtyard, and then she acquires it from his friend, so that's similar in the sense of with that shlich le'ilacha becomes he puts it in one thing, and then she receives it from that. That it might be confusing. You might mix up. You might think that the chatz is working as a shlich. Tesis Bein Nira does not seem to be correct. The chatz is chaberei with dama shlich lelacha. You can't compare these two cases because his friend's courtyard is not an agent to send it. It's not his. It's his friend's. Tzeila Marie, rather, he says the case would be more specific if shenas na ba b'chatz shel atzma. He put the get into his own courtyard. The machal achem, then he sells it to someone else. That would be like. It was his own shlich lelacha, and then the isha knasim asach, and then the woman acquires from that other one. That's like her shlich lekabala from his shlich lelacha. This is what he's been telling me to say. Lama lemikem mishum chatzei abalachem. Now, why do you have to say the reason why she can't make a shlich lekabala from his shlich lelacha because of this case we're describing of a courtyard that she gets later on, which was not her courtyard from the beginning. Again, whether the friend's or whether the husband's own. Havalei lemeima. It should have just said simply mishum shlichas atzma. From the halacha of shlichas itself, meaning shabal oisa shlich lelacha, because you might run into a problem with the halacha of shlichas itself. The husband makes a shlich lelacha, but isha tasa oisa shlich atzma shlich lekabala. And if the woman makes that same shlich lelacha, say, hey, you be my shlich lekabala. Chigai gabna lo mehani, and that's actually a problem. That's not affecting mishum delichas shlichas tazabal, because then the shlich lelacha is not going back to the husband; it's becoming automatically her shliach. So why don't you say that's the reason why it's going to be invalid? So Emery Dari says, no, we didn't want to say that. Mishum da'isa tamash lechazo shlichas is abal. This reasoning of, you know, it's invalid shlichas if it's not going back to the husband, in the Baruch HaKach. It's not so clear because they call mesafkali umkamam perkes kabo that those who are in doubt about this regarding this halacha later on the Pesach Gimel days. So therefore, we didn't say that was the reason why we invalidated her shlich lekabal from his shlich lelacha. And then it says, but you have to look into that. Maila mishani hacha. Why does the Gemara not answer and say, what do you mean? To go into Shabi ihi shlich meikara. What do you mean? If she, you tell me that it's a problem because we don't have this halacha of shlich le kabbalah from a shlich lelacha. Why? Because a chatzer b'alach mekan. What do you mean? Why can't you just say the current Shabi ihi shlich meikara? He made him a shlich le kabbalah first. On the Shabi ihi shlich, then he made him a shlich le halacha. I'm like, what makes him a chatzer b'alach mekan? Then there's no more concern about chatzer that comes afterwards because I'm perkes kabbal because the whole thing is. That she's getting it subsequently from somewhere else, not from him. But if she made it first, that's not similar to that case at all, because it was ready what it's hard. So what would be the problem in that case? This does not answer the question why the Gemara did not give that answer to the way it's rejecting this Gemara's approach. Okay, tell us the wife here. You go ahead and... you be shlich lelacha until there. When you get there, you make a shlich lelacha, and then you receive the get from that shlich lelacha. And since there's a time you can say shlich lelacha, that's a problem. Because how can she make another shlich lelacha? She's not a shlich that was given over to execute Gerishin. And therefore, b'lei matzah matzah shlich, you cannot make a shlich. Because I'm going to call again, like the Gemara says later in the Chav Tesh, who the show the get to the basin? Because someone They send the gift to his wife. And he didn't know who the wife was, so he says, no problem. Go bring it to Abba Binyamin. He knows my wife, he'll give it to him. Also, he comes to Ashkeche, he doesn't find Abba Binyamin. So Yosef Yitzchak Reb Chanin Reb Bo, and Amalei, they sent him, no problem. Moshe Milav, come on, give over your words in front of the boss. So Amalei Rasava said to him, what do you mean by Shlifle and Ligerishin? He's not able to execute the Gerishin because he wasn't given to give it to the wife, he was given to give it to Abba Binyamin. So how could he go ahead now make a Shliach to pass on that Loch of Gerishin? So the same thing is over here. The woman herself also was not given to execute the gerushin to herself. So how could she make a shliach la'locha to pass it on to herself? Yeshem says, "What you say is the hasam parak shapin." No, the Gemara asks very well. The given the gerushin, since it was not given over to execute the divorce, in the last is ela kameshem lahabal. So therefore, he can only do what the husband asked from him. But this is what the husband is actually telling her to do, is to make a shlech halacha, and if that would work. The next day, some asked the beginning of the Gemara, beidina b'fani nechtem. So, and then, this was the second teretz in the Gemara, that he tells her, be shlech halacha until you get over there, and when you get over there, stay in front of the courts, b'fani nechtem, and then the courts will make a shlech, and that shlech will give it to you. So he says, Ksastim, it's a little bit of a wonder. Mali hi, Mali bezin. What's the difference if she's making another shlich lalacha that she's going to get from, or she's going to give it to the courts, and the courts are going to make a shlich a bezin to bring it to her? Or isn't that the same thing? So my mind comes up, Yibay Sema. So this is Vishema, Lashon Deh, Cholik, and Lashon Rishon. Maybe, no, the second tarot is different than the first tarot, because the Lishon come in the first tarot, in the Meres, Bafani Nechtev, she doesn't say Bafani Nechtev, El Bashoshin Te Kableno. She actually says it when she receives it. From that shlich that she made, then she'll say, "Befani nechtem." Abba the parakol again. Although the gemara of chavtes met up, b'chol doch in all places, mashmen sounds like shetzach lemeshal shaket yizmiyad shliach. That you say when you're delivering it. Shema hacha, maybe over here shechay lemeshas gerushin, which she could say it at the time of the divorce. But the tefei would be better, and therefore that's the difference. And the second tarot, she's saying it right then in front of the court, as we see that's the words of the gemara. First Teretz doesn't say that because actually she doesn't say it, then she says it only when she receives it. Hadalach maybe Shani, which I return to the second parak of Gittin. Parak maybe Shani, but that we begin with Siyat Shemaya. Third parak of Gittin. Parak call a get. Which traces quotes from the words of the Mishnah that, Tavaloch of Lishma. One of the cases that's possible, the Shama called Seif Makan. And here is the scribes calling out his name and his wife's name, if they're writing it. So, as Teretz explained, the Seif Masum Lislam Askin. This is talking about scribes that are practicing their craft. I mean, Gemara, like Gemara says, which is Shulay Lishma. Now, Philemon, even according to the one that says the first Pegabin of Megillah and Alp Megillah Saitam, that scroll from this site to suspect the adulterous woman, Mechilim and Ateva. You could erase him there, Avagam to be in Lishma, even though you needed to be done Lishma. And yet, when you write a Torah, it's meant for learning. The Mahasim, like Gemara says over there. So the question is, what's the difference? Why over there is it considered Lishma from a Sefer Torah, which is similarly the same thing as Lislamed, which is to learn from, like over here, like the Sefer Torah doing it to learn from. So it says, let me get my, we're going to get, they agree, because the Rishin and Peg Sheni on Dabchav Haman Aleph, that we explain, which is that no, because Lishma means differently. He wanted to be written specifically for her. Yet the Sefer Torah, Nam Paslinan, the Perek Sheni, a Sefer Torah that has to be Lishma, we also invalidate for the halacha of get, because it has to be written explicitly. But the Kayan is the one who has to write Lishma for Megillah, Saita, he doesn't care. And for him, the Sefer Torah would be considered as if it was written for that purpose, and that's the difference between Megillah Saita and that of the Halacha of Get, which the Taisa explains in Taisa Masl Ian on Daf Chav Melach. Next Taisa Masl to begin with the words of Mishnah. Yes, McCain. More than this, of what's considered less of a, I mean, more of a chiddush that is considered a psul of Shalashma is Kassel Begarish to sister B'chu. Someone wrote to divorce his wife and had the same names, and even so, you can't use it. Which Pagmar explains, meaning, Chiddush is, not only the first case, which is not even written for divorce at all. And Abzeh, even this case, written for the purpose of Gershon, but not for this person's wife, would be invalid. Therefore, we say more than this. How can you say then more than this? Meaning as if automatically the first case would be included in the second case. Given it's not true. From this case, you would not know as you continue to base, but can I see the puzzle that the first case would be invalid? Why? I mean, I would have said the high hudichi if the b'shem rachel. Yeah, the second case when it's written for a rachel, a different woman rachel. While the if the b'shem leah cannot be written for a different woman that of leah, meaning someone else. I was safe from it. The first case l'slamad aslim, which is written to learn from rachel. I would say it's kasha when it wasn't written for any other woman. Even though one woman's scroll of the Sefer is not valid for another woman's, but even though it's meant to learn from, the Meichin you could erase from. So you see, when it's generic, it's almost better than when it's meant for explicitly a different woman. So why are you saying yes, sir, yes, sir, that as if it would be automatic, you would know the first case and the second case? The Shema says, what you can say is no. The Slamad the Hacha lechashav l'shma. Here by the get, to learn from it when they're writing, practicing the get, and I can say l'shma k'mo l'shama the sefer Torah, that like my sefer Torah in regarding the seita that's considered to learn from, because the sefer masum l'slamid, when these scribes are learning how to write, in kosin kolosh and hechshon the get, not writing at all for any validity of a get. Of a sefer Torah, when you're writing a sefer Torah, kosin b'stam, you write it in general, l'chol mashon Torah klasim, but whatever you need to do from it, which would include even that of for the halacha of seita. So therefore, that's why it's different. No, so it says me, however, after Lahachi, even so, Krisis shall say Bateira in Kashal Garish, boy. Still, but you can't use it for the Halach of Gittin anyway, because Rashal, like we explained this, as you just mentioned before, on the Chav Malav, the Masal E. That's one approach. You know, Yishlam, another approach you could say is the Mikol Malkam Shakla Misni. No, still you could say yes, McCain. Why? Kibitishvar Achazin, there is one logic, Bisayfim Makam Libsul, that for the Sayfim that they're calling out, that's going to be possible Tfei Mivinim Lach. So, although you're right, there is a story the other way too, but I said that's a big chiddush, the case of when you at least wrote it for the purpose of the Gershon, so you can still say yes, even though there is a story the other way. Then it says, Ventumi begin to say, a case of types of Gittin. When someone writes the generic text of Gittin, so you must say later on the Chavam and Aleph, how about the Namelimisni? He's also said that yes, I can more than this, because the Makalhani, the Motzi Lamedic, Brizbachim, because from all these, the Gemara did not infer in the beginning of Zoran, the Bezim Bezim, the Stam Apostle, that unspecifically invalid, the Lav Lishmokoi, that is not considered Lishmokoi, El Mehidah, because it's a Gittin Lechuda. So you see that there's a Chiddush in that. And when someone writes the generic text of the Gittin, to leave the place of the man and the woman, even though you know it's going to be for them, that's even a bigger Chiddush. Why don't you say, yes, sir, Al Kain over there too? So it says, here's something you can say is, yeah, the Hebab at the times of Gittin. The thing is, that we said you could write only generic parts, but you have to leave out the specific parts of the names and all those things. Like Tana Kalalish means the Stam Apostle. That wasn't the intention to tell us that, but if you did it unspecific, it's going to be invalid. You're right, it would be, yes, but that wasn't the purpose of that Mishnah. Lashmina, the Shah Rabban, the Sefer, that was just telling us that the rabbis described, looked about Tavis, to write the text, Mehatakana, because of the Takana, which seems to be like that shot in the Gemara, where they're just because, you know, the Sefer is not going to be able to have on hand when someone's running and he's got to leave and he needs a get. So that's why we said it. But you're right, in the way it's a little yes, okay, over there, that even that would be considered as a problem of Shalosh, but that was not the purpose of that Mishnah.